This is the Music Mentor Podcast. What is going on, my friends? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 220. This week's episode was supposed to be something completely different, but as it happens often, and I feel like one of those nightly news TV shows like Rachel Maddow or something, where she has something planned and there's a crazy news cycle and she has to change her show in a matter of minutes. But anyhow, due to the Jonas Brothers releasing their concert documentary called Happiness Continues, I figured I could just talk a little bit about that. And more than give you any sort of inside info and top secret stuff, which there's none to give, I kind of want to talk a little bit more about the relevance of that particular experience in my life. But as usual, before I get started, I want to give a massive shout out to the wonderful companies that I endorse, companies that I know are struggling for the most part, or some of them are, and some aren't due to their size. But notwithstanding, they're all not only aware of the current situation and how they can help their own brand and their own workers, but they are doing everything they can to help us, the musician community. So it speaks highly of them. And I am so proud to be associated with those companies because they are, all of them, doing this. And it's just very, very cool to be a part of it. So without further ado, as usual, Zildjian cymbals, Vader drumsticks, LP percussion, Remo drum heads, Gibraltar hardware, Simpad accessories, Nirvana hand pans, especially their Acolyte models, Yuka tape, U-basses by Kala Brand, and last but not least, Ultimate Ears in-ear monitors. And if you're looking to purchase any sort of in-ears or Bluetooth speakers or molded earplugs and all that other good stuff, check out their website. And if you like what you see and you want to purchase something online, before you do that, I can give you a 20% discount. So you can hit up my friend Joe Lesser at ultimateaudiojoe@gmail.com and you give him the code DA20 and you will get a 20% discount across the board when you purchase something. So Happiness Continues. For those of you that don't know, and you might have seen something, a little something on social media since they were the number one trending topic for a few hours, if not days. The Jonas Brothers released a concert documentary called Happiness Continues. And I believe this is their second documentary after the 3D concert experience. And it had been 8 years or something like that. But anyhow, the internet went crazy and a lot of the fans or all the fans loved it and it was amazing. And again, what I want to talk about today is how amazing it was to be a part of this whole thing as it relates to, or the dimension of being a part of the actual documentary, appearing in it, having a small part in it, more than the tour itself. If you are a new listener and you are curious about the experience that was the Happiness Begins tour, you can check out some of my back episodes. I've spoken at length during the tour through the European tour recaps. I believe there are 4 of them, maybe 5 of them. And there are also a couple of episodes about just the overall sort of recount of the entire experience, both in the US a few episodes back and then more recently regarding Europe. The overall emotion or opinion that I have about the whole situation, it's an incredibly positive and exclusively positive thing. And I am so, it feels so cool to be part of something that is going to live in posterity, that is going to be watched all over the world by people that I couldn't even imagine are going to watch it. And that implies celebrities and athletes and, you know, politicians or people, authors and people that I admire and respect, that they might be watching the thing. And of course, they're not noticing what I'm doing necessarily. And I don't claim to be a major player, no pun intended, in the documentary. But it's really, really cool to know that that exists. And I wasn't really sure, like I would assume that a thing like that would have happened, especially given the profile of the tour and how well received it was and all the sellout shows and stuff like that. But I wasn't positive until obviously it happened in the several tours we filmed, mainly Vancouver, Chicago, and of course the Mexico City show. So that was all incredibly beautiful. But one of the things I keep going back to that is a little surreal to me is that now I got to do or be a part of one of the things that got me to or made me fall in love with the idea of becoming a musician. All those tour documentaries and, you know, band documentaries and concert shows and all those things that I saw my whole life, whether it was, from what I can remember, the first one to have a big impact on me was Metallica's Live Shit, Binge and Purge. That was just unbelievable, that whole situation. And even sort of like Funky Monks and the making of Blood Sugar Sex Magik by the Chili Peppers and sort of the behind the scenes thing, that was amazing. And of course, fast forward or going through many other, you know, documentaries that I've seen, whether it's metal or hardcore. I remember watching a Strife DVD or something, or a VHS tape back in the day, or whatever it is. And of course, now that's all accessible. But back in the day, the idea of having to buy this VHS tape or a DVD, and obviously Dream Theater and all these other things that I've always loved, it's really, really cool to be a part of. And ironically, or I don't even know if ironic is the right term for this particular thing, but when I was first offered the gig for the Jonas Brothers back in 2010, one of the things that I did was watch that documentary, the 3D concert experience. And I was so blown away by it. And I was like, A, of course I'm going to take this gig. And B, I wish I could be a part of that. But, you know, they just did it. What are the chances that they're going to do something like that? Lo and behold, 10 years later or whatever, they have this super successful thing. And I'm able to be a small part of it and share with people. So, again, the overarching thing, more than saying, yeah, it's cool that I got to be a part of it, is that there's this element of patience and this element of sort of playing the long game, and how this is yet another one of those things in my life that sort of reveal themselves or demonstrate to be a testament to, like I said, you know, playing the long game, being patient, and having sort of knowing that you are going to be part of something. You don't know how, when, why, and all those things, because it's just this blind desire or faith, if you want to call it that. And you just sort of put your eggs in this proverbial basket, and you try to do what you can to put yourself in a position where hopefully there's things like this that happen. And if they do, great. And if they don't, you know, you don't need the validation of a concert DVD thing. But it's really, really cool to be a part of that. Of course, I'm extremely proud of the brothers and Chase, our music director, and everybody that was a part of it, John Taylor and Boz and all these people, obviously the whole band and all that stuff. It's just outstanding. And, you know, the one thing that I can take from it, going back to the previous point, is that now I can sort of approach somebody, or when somebody approaches me and they ask me about what I've done or how can I show them something aside from a YouTube video, this is something that obviously is cooler and more involved, and I don't want to say more legit, because there's obviously incredibly legit stuff on YouTube and parts that are taken out, but it's just really cool. And who knows, you know, that whole 7 degrees of separation type thing, all it might take for for me to make a connection with somebody might be mentioning that or them mentioning something and me mentioning that I'm part of it or whatever. So it's one of those little sort of threads that you can pull in connections that you make, or, you know, a string of this massive spider web, if you want to see it that way. Thank you so much for listening. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.